This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Jazz singer Cécile McLaurin-Salvant has a new album, and we're going to hear my interview with her. I love her voice and her repertoire, which ranges from jazz standards to forgotten old songs, show tunes, and originals. Salvant was described in the New York Times as the finest jazz singer to emerge in the last decade. She won Best Vocalist in the NPR Music Jazz Critics poll last year, as well as in 2013 and 2015. Her new album is called The Window. We're going to start with our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead's review of the album. Kevin says, this one has the smallest cast of musicians of any album she's made, but her voice is as big as ever.
Well, my sweet chickadee, I've got hot news for you. I've got your number. I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout. You're all at sea. Oh, yes, you brag a lot. Wave your own flag a lot. But you're unsure a lot. You're a lot like me. And I've got your number.
Cécile McLaurin-Salvant has a wide vocal range and pleasing timbre, clear enunciation, charm, good taste, quiet wit, a sense of the dramatic, a knack for finding obscure tunes, a lot of virtues for one singer. Her new album, The Window, a duo with pianist Sullivan Fortner, leaves her voice more exposed than ever. It presents this jazz singer in the role of superlative cabaret singer, one of those supper club chanteuses who sing familiar standards and seek out overlooked material, like jazzy tunes by pop or soul singers, or songs from forgotten musicals.
Tell me why you make me feel this way. Could you be the one I dreamed I'd love someday? Tell me why we ever came to kiss. In my dreams, it never happened quite like this.
I love the way she quacks the word like there, not taking herself too seriously. Tell Me Why, from 1947, by Saul Chaplin, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green, from a show that didn't make it to Broadway. Cécile McLaurin-Salvant can treat a tune with kid gloves, make you hear its beauty, but she's no stranger to blues feeling.
So what can I say and what can I do? I've got it bad and he's gone to stay. I'm gone. I'm like a king without his throne. Ever since the one I love's been gone.
Sullivan Fortner is an exemplary accompanist. Backing a star singer takes strength of character. No matter how great a pianist he is, and Fortner gets his moments to shine, this setting is not about him. On song after song, he makes creative choices that never try to steal the spotlight. As usual, the bilingual McLaurin-Salvant sings a bit in French, including a chanson from 1930, J'ai Cafard, which roughly translates as I've got the blues, and literally, I have the cockroach. Here, Sullivan Fortner plays droll theater-style organ.
J'ai le cafard, j'ai le cafard. Je le sens qui me perce comme avec un poignard la cervelle. Part en part, je me débats dans le brouillard. J'ai beau faire, je suis prise et bien prise au traquenard du cauchemar. J'ai le cafard.
Where some jazz singers treat a song as a launching pad, an excuse to get going, Cécile McLaurin-Salvant drills down into the song itself, getting into the story or philosophy of the words. She's so good at that. A couple of breezy lyrics here seem like easy pickings. Anyone can sound smart singing Larry Hart's Everything I've Got or Oscar Hammerstein's The Gentleman is a Dope. Her offbeat selections aren't always whimsical. The album starts with Stevie Wonder's song, Visions.
I'm not one who make believes. I know that leaves are green. They only turn to brown when autumn comes around. I know just what I say. Today's not yesterday, and all things have an ending.
With her laser-like focus, Cécile McLaurin-Salvant can get pretty intense at times, and there are moments when she pushes her amazing voice a little too far, not least on a few pieces recorded live at the Village Vanguard. On the Peacocks, saxophonist Melissa Aldana sits in, and there's one raucous episode where she and the singer slide out of sync. In a way, those glimpses of the road to excess make McLaurin-Salvant's music more riveting. As a character in a movie once said, that quality of personal danger is what makes a star a star. The risks involved make her successes all the sweeter.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. Cécile McLaurin-Salvant's new album is called The Window.